I'd like to get the convention started by introducing someone who is the mover and the shaker behind all of our conventions. The person who keeps us all on the ball, keeps us all moving, makes sure we all have done our jobs, and also does his. So we're not working alone. It's a team. It's a wonderful team. And the head of it is our president. Let me introduce to you President Carl Jacobson.
That was an abrupt ending.
My, oh, my.
I don't know what it was. We'll find out someday. He'll tell us. But nevertheless, I think I should thank you for it. Having said that, I want to thank you folks for that kind introduction and that really warm reception. You have no idea how much that means to me. We will get to some of that in a few minutes. But let me start off by what has become termed the State of the State address by telling you that the National Federation of the Blind of New York State has never been in better shape in our history. We are in a position where we have the ability to accomplish what we want if we work hard at it. We have the ability to fund what we want to a reasonable extent. And we have the people to do it. We have the future. We have built the present. We have a great past. We have a great present. And we have a promising future, as you just saw a small piece of with the scholarship class of this year and its chair. And we have new chairs of other committees coming up. So that is proof positive that we are moving where we wanted to be. I know there were people who have said to me in the past, well, what do we have for coming up? We have the great future. And you've seen it here today. Look around you. I want to do my little demographic survey here, just out of for my own. How many in this room are 55 years or older? Say aye.
Aye.
Now you folks don't answer when I ask the next question. How many in this room are between 30 and 55? Say aye.
Aye.
How many below 30? Say aye.
Aye.
We've got a fair representation here. It's hard when you get below 30. There isn't, yeah. If you get too far below 30, somebody has to bring you. but we did. We had a good, I would say, maybe about 20% below 30 here. But a good group of people. How many people have been at this at a convention like this for 20 years or more? Say aye.
Aye.
And somewhere less than 20, but more than 10.
Aye.
Somewhere between 2 and 10. First time? Yeah, all right. Again, a real good, inspiring, a heartwarming situation to have. It is fun being the president of this organization. It's also a bit of work, but it's also fun being the president on days like this. We have had the opportunity this year to try our hand at Albany. Some years in Albany, we have really good success. And some years in Albany, we wonder why we rode the train. And if that wasn't the case, I don't know. You know, I don't think it would be. The victories wouldn't be as sweet if we didn't have the occasional defeats. I don't know why I have to feel that way, but the defeats just are part of the territory. We continue to try to fund the Newsline program. We will continue to try to fund the Newsline program, and we will eventually get the Newsline program permanent, secure, stable, ongoing funding so that there will be no doubt that blind people will have not only their newspapers, not only their TV listings, but the emergency listings that are becoming more and more important to us, emergency weather listings and the emergency things that you see coming across your TV, emergency flood warnings for this coastline or that coastline, emergency wind warnings for this part of the state or that part of the state. The same kinds of things you get on your TV, you can now get on Newsline when you enter because it knows your zip code and it knows what the weather will be like in your neighborhood. So we are getting those quick updates and up-to-the-minute news on Newsline through breaking news. news. It has become more than, it's not your daddy's newsline anymore. It's not your daddy's many things anymore. We'll get to not your daddy's other things later in the agenda. But it's certainly not your daddy's newsline. And we are going to fund it on a permanent basis. In the meantime, I have to express on our behalf, on my behalf, and on your behalf, the continuing thanks and gratitude and appreciation to the Commission for the Blind and Commissioner Daniels for the ongoing support for Newsline. They have been the reason we are still on the air. And we can say what we want about that. We occasionally have our disagreements with the commission, but for that we can be always thankful that we have our papers. So once again, thank you, Brian. So we didn't get that done, but we have some new initiatives. And, you know, it takes a while to wake up Albany. Agnes Steinhoff, who some of you know, is a single mom of two children. She lives a few miles from here over in Troy. And she's had some trouble about a year or two ago. And as a result, asked that her children be placed in foster care on a temporary basis while she sought some medical assistance. She sought the medical assistance, had that situation addressed. And when she went to get her children back from the foster care, she was told, no, you're blind. You can't raise your children. Heard that story before. She didn't know what to do. Her social worker didn't know what to do. Her social worker reached out in every direction in the world. She reached out particularly to two people. She reached out to a gentleman named Mark Riccobono. I think he's not too far away from me, and myself, and among others. We got the bull by the horns, and Agnes is now being represented by Sharon Kreber Weisbaum from Brown, Goldstein, and Levy. Dr. Maurer heard of the case, and all you have to do is say, custody case, child in jeopardy, mom or dad going to lose their kid because they're blind. There's no question about the money. Dr. Maurer, I didn't even finish the sentence before he had me on the phone with our attorneys. So we are committed to making sure that Agnes gets and keeps her kids. Agnes will be with us later this afternoon and for this evening's banquet. She can't be here this morning because the good news is she's got a job that makes her work on Saturday mornings. Having a job is better than not having a job. Dr. Jernigan one time said he'd rather see a blind guy not at convention because he's working than at convention because he's not working. So Agnes is working this morning, and she will be here. She works until 1 o'clock. She'll be here this afternoon and for this evening's banquet. When you do, she'll probably, we'll find a way to get her introduced. Give her a hug. Give her the encouragement that only we can give her. She needs to know that she has a family behind her. I think she's learned that over the last period of time. But I also, at the same time, want to commend, once again, the Commission for the Blind, because this was a joint effort between our attorneys and the commission to get her what she needed in terms of the skill set to be a competent blind mother and the legal underpinnings that we could provide. So once again, on behalf of a blind mom, thank you, Commissioner Daniels. Another place we haven't done so well is in Washington. By the way, folks, we are going to do well in these places. It just takes a while to get their attention. There's the old story that goes, a fellow wanted to sell a mule to another farmer, and he said, a very obedient mule. He said, oh, great. All you have to do is tell him what to do. He said, okay, fine. He said, how much? He said, $100. Gave him the $100. He said, okay, come on, mule. Mule standing there looking down at the ground. Come on, mule, let's go. Mule standing there looking down at the ground. He turns to the guy who sold it and said, you said this mule was obedient. He says, sure he is. The guy who sold the mule walks over to next to the mule, steps down, leans down on the ground, picks up a 2x4, goes right in the mule's face. He says, come on, mule, let's go. Mule starts walking. See, the fellow says, first you have to get his attention. We will get people's attention one way or the other. We have launched a campaign to abolish sub-minimum wages for disabled people. Just because something is legal doesn't make it right. Segregation was legal in the South. Slavery was legal around this country. Many things were legal. Women being denied the vote was legal. Women being denied property rights was legal. It wasn't right, but it was legal. Paying blind people and other people with disabilities sub-minimum wages is legal, but it's not right. We will see that it is not right. We saw it about a year or so ago, a year and a half ago, when we launched this campaign. We reached out to state agencies for vocational rehabilitation and asked for their support, their sign-on, and letters from them saying that we agree with the National Federation of the Blind, that this is the wrong thing to do. One of the first agencies that signed on was the New York Commission for the Blind. In the vanguard of saying that this is wrong. New York, we will make New York come into the 21st century, whether we have to use a 2x4 or not. But we will keep it up because, like Dr. Jernigan one time said, we may lose a battle, we may lose a skirmish, but we never win, lose the war because we say when the war is over. It reminds me of something else that Dr. Jernigan one time referred to in one of his late 70s speeches called "That's How It Is at the Top of the Stairs." If one remembers, to do a quick synopsis, when we formed this organization in 1940, it was a very cute idea. A bunch of blind people getting together to make things better for themselves. That was darling. It was cute. Give them what they wanted. They wanted a few bucks more in Social Security. Yeah, sure. We'll take care of them. We'll give them this. We'll give them that. We'll throw them some crumbs here and some crumbs there. Pretty soon, we got thrown enough crumbs that we had a good half a loaf, and we got 3/4 of a loaf, and we were starting to get our own equality. We were starting to get the right to teach in public schools. We were starting getting the right to be in the marketplace, in the workplace, getting the right to a higher education, getting the right to have jobs, decent paying jobs, and to raise families in decent surroundings and pay mortgages, not just rent. We were getting the right to live as first-class citizens in this country. And then pretty soon, it wasn't as cute anymore to the establishment that really didn't believe in blind people. But as long as we were not a threat to the establishment and the established ideas about blindness, it was cute. We have stopped being cute. We are going to be their equals because we are their equals. We are their equals in society, and we will prove it and have proved it. But now we're getting pushback. There is too much of this equality thing going on for the Congress to put up with it. So they're going to see that we are back in workshops. They're going to try to see that we are paid, continue to be paid sub-minimum wage and put the next generation back where our previous generation was. My generation was fortunate. Many of you are in my generation. Many of you are just in the generation that came after us, which is still, again, a fortunate generation. The generation coming up now is in danger. You are in danger of losing what our generation gained and what we had hoped we would pass on to you. The way we protect that is to be vigilant against those who would take that from us. Those who gave it to us can also take it away. The Congress gave us those rights. The state legislature gave us those rights. They can also take them away. We need to make sure that we don't let that happen. That is why we have the National Federation of the Blind. Don't think it can't happen to you or me. It can. I'm a little safer than you because I'll be dead before this happens. It's not going to happen for another 25, 30 years, and I expect that I'm going to have at least that much time to go. Just in kidding, I got another 27 years to go. I don't know why I'm counting that. I'm counting that because Mindy said kiddingly to me that I gave Sally 34 and I've only given her 7. So she said I owe her 27 years and she means to collect. On a side note, I want to thank everybody in this affiliate for the support they showed me and Mindy early this year when, much to my surprise, I found myself on an operating table with a saw at my chest for a double bypass operation. It was just as much a surprise to me that weekend as it was to anybody else. Whoa, wake up, man. It was a very traumatic experience. It was an experience that has made some significant changes, and it's something that we still heal from. We heal from it, but we heal from it because we have the great people around us that I have. I am surrounded by the best people in the world, not only you. I've got many, and I want to thank you for that, baby, being there at my side. But I also want to thank the rest of you for being at her side and for being at my side. We are an organization. We are a family. We make sure that we take care of each other when each other gets wounded, physically or emotionally or financially or psychologically. We will not let each other be hurt because we are a National Federation of the Blind. So now that this boy is standing up on 2 feet again and ready to kick some butt, we're going to do that. We will see that there is a bill introduced and passed in our state legislature that takes blindness off the table when deciding custody cases for parents. Just because if there are other circumstances, that's another issue. But blindness by in and of itself will not be the reason that happens. We are also committed to increasing the incomes of blind people. We will do what we must, do what we can, and do what we can think of to assist the Commission for the Blind in expanding the opportunities, both financial, in its financial income, and in their number for the Business Enterprise Program. It is a program, I think, that's a very well-kept secret at the Commission and in this country. I think Randolph Shepard is a very well-kept secret in this country. I feel like Chico Escuela from the Saturday Night Live show. Randolph Shepard been very, very good to me. It's been very good to me. It's been very good to some of you out there. It continues to be very good to some of you out there. And it's the kind of opportunity that we need to make sure passes to the next generation. We don't all go to college. We don't all get masters and PhDs. But we all have a right to work and make a good living, not just a passable living. A living that can provide you with a house and raise a family and send those kids to college if that's what they choose to do. You can't do it without money in this society, and we need to find a way to make sure blind people get money. So, we as an organization are committed by now whatever means we need to use to help the commission to increase that program. Commission, all you need to do is ask. That is an open invitation to use whatever resources we have, because there are certain things you can't do because you're blind, and there are certain things that Brian can't do because of who he is and what he is in the government. So we will see that happens. We will hear from the Commission for the Blind later. We will hear from Brian. We will hear from the BEP program, Alan Gadoff, Gary Grassman, Julie Cardone, on behalf of specifically BEP, and later on Brian and the Commission in general. We're also going to hear from a lot of other different things happening because, like I said, this is a growing, changing organization. The POBC is taking on new life and a new direction, and we're focusing in areas that we never focused before. Well, we did focus there, but not in a long time, in the northern part of the state, up in the Watertown, Syracuse area. We'll be working up there now. Brooke Jensen has taken on leadership there. Brooke is a teacher of the blind, and she is also the mother of a blind child. Brooke has more energy than I think is any one person should be allowed to have by law. Brooke, I'm thankful for Brooke's energy. Brooke, are you in the room? I want to thank you on behalf of this organization for the energy that you still have. Guard that energy. Maria, are you still here? Are you in the room? Thank you. Maria, are you in the room? But I want to thank Maria anyway. She's in the room. I'm told yesterday there was a really great seminar for parents of blind children that was put on, and I really want to thank that again. I understand we have a bunch of children down in child care. We had breakfast in their room, and we were thrown out of the room to make sure that the kids could get back in there. That we usurped their room because we were little limited in space. One of the things we were limited in space on this year, we got to be really tense at the end, was exhibit space. That's a good problem to have. There have been years there where we have plenty of room to walk around. You hardly had room to get in the door yesterday. I want to thank you, Mindy, for that. Mindy put that together, and Chansey made sure it worked. Mindy and Chansey together put on one heck of a show yesterday, didn't they? Wasn't that a great show? But not only did they put on a great show in technology, one of the things we need to keep this organization running, like I said before, was money. And we need people to can take us seriously enough to donate the money to keep this running. And Mindy took it into her head a couple of years ago to start going out and getting sponsors. And the first year she raised a couple of $100. The next year she raised a couple of $1,000. That was nice. Last year she raised somewhere about $7,000 or $8,000 that counted the auction items, the things that she had to auction off. This year, as of now, and the auction is not over yet because tonight we will be auctioning off items in excess of $2,000 in value. They will be auctioned off the Trekker Breeze, the Victor Stream, and portable handheld CCTVs, all of which are reasonably expensive items. But as of now, without even counting those items, almost single-handedly, Mindy has raised for this organization $13,250. You don't put on a convention for free. This convention is made possible. I feel like PBS here. This convention is made possible by sponsorships raised by Mindy Jacobson. Again, thank you, Mindy, for $13,250. Angie, that's another answer to your question yesterday that I neglected to point out. When you said, what are we doing different this year that we have a better balance in the bank than we did the year before? What are we doing differently? I don't know what we're doing differently, but it's what Mindy has done differently. $13,000 more last year than this year. So, again, thank you, folks. Thank you. Thank you, baby. Having said that, I'll pay for that one later. Don't embarrass them in public. You pay. So we once again show ourselves as an organization that can get it done because because we care. We care, we share, we grow. I'm told I sound like Joe. I might as well steal his signature line. We do that because this is the way we are going to create a better future for ourselves and our blind children. Not only our children personally, our biological children, but every blind child is our child. I think Dr. Maurer said that a while back. Every blind child is one of our children. So we are going to take care of every blind child because they are our children. And we will see that they have a better future because of what we will do. We will keep on trying. One of the notes that tells me we are doing better is the fact that we can mount a campaign on behalf of all disabled people to abolish minimum wage. We have gotten to a point where we have solved many of the problems of blind people, but where we see ourselves under threat, we can see other disabilities under threat, and we now bring other people into our tent and under our umbrella so we can march along with them together. We were marching alone as blind people. We are marching together as blind people. But now we are marching together as America's disabled to a better future for all of us. So where are we? We are in the best place we have ever been. In 2013, we are in a place where we will go forward with confidence. We will go forward with joy. We will go forward to create that future and to seize it and to make sure that we protect that which is out there. We will love each other and we will make this work because we do. So, ladies and gentlemen, the future is ours. Join with me and together we can make it all come true. Thank you. Yeah.